This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Last year, COVID-19 hit the state's nursing homes hard, causing many outbreaks and deaths. The illness appears to have contributed to a hidden toll that coronavirus has taken on some older Coloradans, namely starvation. Here's CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
In 2020, nearly 350 seniors, most of them in nursing homes, essentially stopped eating. They died of what's clinically termed nutritional deficiencies on state death certificates. CPR News analyzed state data and found that number went up by more than 100 compared to the average number of those deaths over the 3 years before. Dr. Gregory Gom is a geriatrician and chief medical officer for Vivid Senior Living, which operates dozens of long-term care and assisted living facilities in Colorado. He says the pandemic caused residents to struggle with loneliness, isolation, and depression. Many lost interest in food.
You tend not to eat. You lose interest. You lose interest in everything. And you quit eating.
COVID-19 has now officially claimed more than 5,500 lives in Colorado. The vast majority of those deaths were among people older than 70, although they represent a small share of the state's population. Overall, the number of deaths from all causes was up by more than 8,000 last year compared to the average over the previous 3 years. Dr. Kyle Leggett is a family medicine physician in Lone Tree.
Early on in the pandemic, we were calling this COVID collateral damage. It's sad. It's disheartening.
CPR News also found double-digit percentage increases in deaths in several categories: drug overdoses, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and liver diseases, and unspecified infectious and parasitic diseases. In all, 21% more people died last year than the average of the prior 3 years. Kirk Bohl manages the state's vital statistics program. He says the increase in deaths was the biggest one-year spike in many decades, at least since the 1918 pandemic.
I don't believe we've seen anything to this magnitude in essentially in the last century that would compare.
More than 2,600 cases are still listed as not yet coded, meaning the deaths are still under investigation. Final numbers are expected to come out in April. I'm John Daly, CPR News.